Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Technology and information have become integral to the survival and growth of the insurance industry. With the digital revolution in full swing, at no time in history is that truer than it is today. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with Paul Acevedo, Executive Vice President, Chief Information Officer at CSAA Insurance Group. Paul, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
So, Paul, what are the so-called next-gen IT strategic initiatives that are transforming the insurance industry?
So, if you look at much of the last decade, and I think a number of carriers are really still in this position, but if you take a look at the last decade of where we've been at CSAA, we undertook some pretty massive transformation programs, big monolithic programs to implement in policy platforms, claims platforms, CRM, HR, et cetera. And I think carriers are still working through that in many cases. And a lot of that has really transpired through traditional program execution, big, massive, multi-year programs over many years. And while we as an industry have been implementing new platforms, the tech industry has really progressed in the method and the approach that they have developed to build technology over this time frame. And so I know in our organization, it's no longer with the current environment with fintechs and innovation, it's no longer acceptable to take 12, 18, 24 months to deliver new products to market. We need to be faster. We need to be more in tune with and responsive to rising expectations of consumers for great digital experiences, and also for our agency partners. And with the digitization of the world, we need to be more efficient because consumers are, they're price sensitive, and they can increasingly shop and compare. There's a growing ecosystem of potential partners delivering kind of really compelling capabilities. And so the industry really has to transform and move faster with greater agility to respond to the changes in market dynamics. The industry needs to be in a better position to integrate with partners quickly, bring in solutions from the ecosystem, and then we need to be more efficient. So I see three big trends and three areas that we're aggressively pursuing at CSAA in terms of transforming how we build products with agile methodologies and integrated product development approaches, where we're developing product with digital in mind, with the customer experience in mind, with cross-functional teams. So agile is a big element. The second is automation, and automation is really about automation, for sure, the business processes of insurance, but also organizations have to be more and more efficient and effective at technology delivery. So automation of the technology processes is critical. And then finally, what we call APIs, and I'll say a little more about that, but I want to swing back to the first point that I talked about, agile. It's really important to shorten development cycles, and we're all in on agile, and we see this. I've talked to peers across the insurance industry. Many firms are really embracing agile as a development methodology to shorten development cycles. And we've done this at CSAA. Not only have we gone from these 12 to 18 month development cycles for delivering enhancements but we've also seen dramatic improvements in efficiency and productivity through Agile. We've also transformed our relationship with our enterprise partners, product, marketing, and others by working and developing jointly from beginning to end when we build out a new capability. So I think that's a really important element, and I see that continuing, and I see continuing adoption of Agile methodologies, lean product development, and so forth.
Based on what you said, it sounds like it's critical to be taking a digital-first approach when developing and designing new products.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what I've seen historically in CSAA, and I've heard similar from peers. Typically, product design and enhancements, like insurance product design and enhancements, were made driven by pricing and like insurance product feature considerations. And they were rarely defined in terms or in consideration of the customer agent experience. And then likewise, if you think about how digital experiences have been built, like quote and policy servicing and agent experiences, those were rarely developed considering the possibility of actually making fundamental product changes to improve the experience. And so I think digital first is really about bringing the digital experience design process and integrating it deeply with the insurance product design process so that they're essentially one and the same. And so what this means, for example, is we've just completed delivery of the first phase of a product redesign effort. And we married product marketing. We included the user experience function, data science, and the technology teams all together out of the gate. And we set clear and explicit goals around the expected agent and customer experience, time to quote, number of questions, number of clicks up front. And when necessary, we looked at changes to things like rating, use of data, and product attributes at the same time that we were looking at the design of the customer experience so that we could trade off all of those and develop what I would call a whole product or whole offering that not only considered the insurance product features, not only considered the consumer experience, but also thought about the entire insurance research and selling process, including our agents and what tools and capabilities we provide to allow them to work with customers and help them find a product that makes sense for them. I think that's when I think about what a technology product development process looks like, you know, if you go outside the insurance industry, that's what it looks like. And that's where we're going with CSA, and the product that was built as part of that process is outstanding. I think it's I would hold it up against anything in the industry. So I think that's the way of the future.
Do you think insurance companies are actually becoming technology companies that just happen to sell insurance?
Well, we have that goal at CSAA. Transforming into a technology company that sells insurance. And I've talked to peers in the industry, and I see, you know, that previous example that I talked about, where the technology is integrated into the product development process. I see evidence of other organizations adopting that approach. And done right, this idea that we have, the old school way to talk about this is that there's the business and IT, and we still use that terminology in our own organization. I think this terminology about the difference between business and IT will disappear as we, as the industry and as CSA as an organization continues to integrate the work that we do together and the functions so that there's the lines between what is technology and business will dissolve. If you go into like Apple or Google, and you look into the organizations that are building product, there's technologists sitting side by side with product managers and marketers building those products. They don't talk about business and IT. They talk about a product development engine that integrates technology in everything they do. So I think the winners in the market are the ones that will figure out how to do that, because and they'll be more efficient, effective, and will deliver greater consumer experiences and be more price competitive. So I think the winners will do that, and the folks that can't figure that out will be at a disadvantage.
I have to assume that the talent that insurers will be needing is changing as a result of all the technology.
Yeah, for sure. So if we're building a technology company, then technology talent is key. And key to that is really continuity and building intellectual property within the organization for technology. So I think the days of the one and done project, okay, so we're going to implement some new digital experience, or we're going to implement a new policy system, and we're going to write a check to a third party. They're going to come in and help us implement it. And then we're done, and then we can move on to the next thing. Those days are gone. These platforms, these experiences are going to require continual investment. And to sustain continual investment, you need people around that have the history and the understanding of the systems. So I think we're going to pivot, and I know we are as an organization, to leaning more and more in building a strong employee base in technology, and then being very selective and strategic in how we use contractors and consultants to take care of bubble demand. And then the technologies themselves are changing. We are automating everything we do in our infrastructure and operations. We're deploying infrastructure in a way that we're writing software to control our infrastructure instead of having folks manually manage that technology. So we need, we're moving heavily to cloud to take advantage of the ability to scale out and provision resources more quickly. Those are two examples. Oh, and data, pushing big into data science. Three domains that are relatively new and unfamiliar to many of the technologists in existing insurance organizations. So that's going to require, and we're making investments in additional training, and then complementing that with developing relationships with the universities to recruit entry-level talent, and really building out a whole new set of skills and capabilities to meet that demand. And I think, again, I think insurers that that pursue that path and make that investment will be in an advantage over time.
So as we move forward, Paul, where do you see the intersection of technology and the human element in the insurance industry?
Oh, yeah, great question. So I've mentioned automation a number of times today. And for sure, we are driving to automate out manual processes, use data to eliminate unnecessary steps. We want to be lean and mean, to be efficient, to have a really competitive expense ratio, and ultimately to be able to pass that on to our customers through better pricing. But automation doesn't mean that we remove the human element. Agents and our partners in our AAA clubs play an important and strategic role for helping AAA members going forward in the future. So the idea here is, how can we eliminate or minimize the transactional and tactical work to enable the folks in service and claims that are supporting our customers, our agent partners, to act as advisors and to provide those things that really require the human touch, human engagement. Insurance is a complex product. If you have a claim, it can be a kind of a daunting experience. And so all the automation in the world can't replace that. But what we can do is develop and provide the technology to empower those folks working with our customers with the most time and the best tools to help engage our customers in a really great value-added way.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
I really appreciate it, John. Thanks for the opportunity.
That was Paul Acevedo, Executive Vice President, Chief Information Officer at CSAA Insurance Group, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.